Mount St. Helens can look beautiful, almost serene. But beneath its surface, potent forces lie in wait. When this vast mountain rumbles to life, it commands attention.
To one of
the question on everyone's mind, could it erupt again?
Vancouver, crater, earthquake about 4 seconds ago.
Well, Mount St. Helens woke up again after a fairly long rest.
On September 23rd, 2004, geologists detect ominous warning signs. They wonder if another eruption is coming.
It's a very challenging puzzle. It's a very difficult one. There's a lot of cryptic clues.
Scientists record the first of thousands of small earthquakes under the volcano. They know these are critical indicators that something is developing inside the mountain. As the intensity and frequency of the tremors increase, the United States Forest Service closes all roads to and from the mountain. They issue stern warnings.
And if there's been about 50 to 100 feet of uplift.
But at a press conference barely a week later, geologists update their findings.
They just don't know when. It could be days, it could be months.
You're going to have false predictions. You're going to say it's going to erupt and then nothing's going to happen. And everybody's going to go, oh, those scientists, they didn't know what they were talking about. And then it's going to go.
Each volcano sort of marches to the tune of its own drum. And the past is the key to the kinds of things that will happen in the future, but it does not tell us when it'll happen.
And so they continue to monitor the volcano closely. Mount St. Helens is just one of 50 active sites in the United States. It lies in the Cascades Mountain Range, running from Northern California through Oregon, Washington, and into Canada. The Cascades includes another active volcano, Mount Rainier. Perched just above Seattle and Tacoma, Mount Rainier threatens the lives of 1 million residents every day it doesn't erupt.